We said yesterday in the Siyum that the Seder of Shas goes on the Pasuk, V'hoyo emunas itecha, chosin yeshuos, chochmas vadas, and then the Gemara ends, and if you have Yiras Shamayim, then it's all worth something. And without Yiras Shamayim, it's not preserved. Yiras Hashem, he otsoros, the end of the Pasuk. So we already finished Emuna, is Zrayim, and the only Maseches in Zrayim that has the Gemara is Brachas, which we finished. And then Itecha is Moed, and now we're up to Chosin. Chosin means strength. Basically, a person gets married, and his wife saves him from the Yetzer Hara. He has a Kiyum, an extension to him. Through children, that's the strength of a person. We said also last night that the idea is that after you have emunah and you put it into practice in all your times, that's only something that has to do with yourself. Now you start to branch out to other people, and the first other person is a spouse. And we explained that that's why Nashim starts with Yevamos. That's the first one that's really not for your sake. Deacon Kedushin, the other ones could be selfishly for your sake. This Yevamos is obviously for the sake of the dead brother. Okay. Other reasons why Yevamos, first of all, the Chinuch says, why is it called Yevamos? Why isn't it called Chalitzos? Because the Iker Mitzvah is Yibum, and Chalitza is only, in case you don't want to do Yibum, then you do Chalitza. And why does it start with Yevamos? The Rambam says, because Yibum is a mitzvah that Beis Din enforces. Pur Vul, Kedushin, Beis Din doesn't force a person to get married. But Yibum, either you have to give Yibum or Chalitza, and therefore the Masechta starts with the mitzvah that is mandatory and enforced. Tosus and Moed Katan said, since the end of Moed has to do with Moed Katan, which speaks about Avelis and Puranios, so they were Masmich Puranios LePuranios. Yevamos starts with somebody dying, and Memela, what's it called, it has a connection to Moed Katan, even though Moed Katan's not the last Masechta in Moed, according to the Seder we have, but it's close to the end. Another idea is that, just like we make the Bracha, Asher Kedishon Zoni Vanu Al Ha'arayos, the Osar Lanu As Harusos, the Hitir Lanu As Hanesuos, we first mention the Kedusha of Kol Yisrael, what we're not allowed to live with, and then the Inyan of Dafka Yidei Kedushin or whatever. So before you get to Kedushin and Ksubis or whatever, first the Masechta deals with Arayas. What things are Osir? Speak about that first, and then which ones are Mutter. Then, what's it called? Some say that since the first mitzvah in the Torah to do with women was Yehud and Tamar, Yibum, first mention of an Indian of what's it called, of Nashim, was by Yehud and Tamar, even though the first mention is by Rivka getting married to Yitzchak, which is Eris and Kedushin, I don't understand that terrace, but therefore Yevamos comes first. And the Tosfos Yom Tov says very poshut, Yibum has two mitzvahs, the mitzvah of Pur Vu and the mitzvah of Yibum, whereas all other marriages only have one mitzvah. So it started with the one that has two mitzvahs.
Wasn't really Yehud and Tamar first Yibum, right?
Okay.
It was Onan and Tamar.
What?
First
right.
Onan,
okay. Right. No, the first one that was actually done was Yehud and Tamar. Onan didn't do it. He refused to make Yibum.
But he married.
Yeah. What?
He married her. He just didn't live with her. He married her.
No, he didn't make Yibum. What's it called? He didn't have beer with her. He didn't have what's it called? He was, well, that was the... Okay, so the mission. Chamesha soinoshim potro soroseyem v'tzoros soroseyem min achalitza u min ha'yibum at sofa olam. The first 15 women, even though the next mission says 6 arayas, here it says women because it comes to me my things that are not arayas. Not necessarily arayas, that also are what's it called, don't potter their tzoros from Yibum. So therefore it mentions chameshes reynoshim. There's 15 different types of relationships that you can have where these women pater not only themselves, that they're pater from Yibum, and if they're pater from Yibum, then there's no chalitza, because kol she'eino ole l'yibum, eino ole chalitza. And if there's no Yibum and chalitza, then the regular isser of Eishes Ach, shalom b'makom mitzvah, applies, and the woman is usher to the brother, the Koresh, as a sister, as a sister-in-law. Yeah. As a her brother-in-law. Brother-in-law is Osir, and sister-in-law is Osir, Bekoresh, unless it's B'makom Yibum. So these women don't have Yibum, they don't have Chalitza. Not only that, they pater their tzaris, their sister wives, also from Yibum and Chalitza. And the Mishnah will discuss exactly what it means, and not only that, and tzaros sehem, which we'll learn what that means. The Eluhain, what are the 15 different possible relationships? The first one is Bito, your daughter. Okay, let's see the Rashi explains each one, so let's see the Rashi's. Chamesha Tzri Noshim Potro Soroseyem, Kivitani Sefer, Shim Hoysa Achas Mehem Nesua La'achid, if one of these women is married to the person's brother, the Lo Isha Acheres, and he has another wife, the brother had, what's it called, two wives, Umeis Belobonim, and the brother died without children, so now, Shteyem Peturos, the time of Yolif Gemara. Both of them are parted from Yibum and Chalitza, and the Gemara explains the reason. The Tzaros Soroseim at Sofa, Olam B'masnisim Mefarish. The Mishnah will explain what Tzaros Soroseim is. So we'll wait till we get to the end of the Mishnah. Okay, so the first one is Bito. It's a very simple case. Reuven has a daughter named Dina. And Dina marries Shimon, Reuven's brother. Which is okay, you're allowed to marry your niece. Basachoso, in fact, the Gemara says it's a preferable marriage to marry your niece because you have an extra chiba for her. It's a good marriage. Bizman hazeh, could be we don't marry nieces because of the sakana that could be genetically. But in any case, from the Torah, it's mutter to marry your niece. So, Shimon marries Dina, who's Reuven's daughter. Okay, and Shimon has another wife. Right, Leah. So he has Leah, who has no connection to Reuven, and Dina, who's Reuven's daughter. And the Shimon dies. Both of his wives fall now to without children. Both of his wives fall to Yibum. Right, obviously, Reuven can't marry his daughter Dina. Right. So not only is Dina potter from Yibum or Aser B'Yibum and Chalitza. But Leah is also B'Yibum and Chalitza, both of them. Okay, so that's the case of Bito. Ubas Bito, what's it called? Shimon marries Reuven's granddaughter. Bas Bito, his granddaughter. Ubas Beno, or his granddaughter from his son. Right? He can have a granddaughter from a daughter or a granddaughter from a son. So either one of them. Bas Ishto. Rashi learns Bas Ishto. What's it called? Bas Ishto is his wife's daughter, who's not his daughter, but she's also Bekoris. Right? In other words, you marry a woman and she has a daughter from a previous marriage. That daughter is an erva who's also Bekoris to the person who married the woman. Okay, so that's Bas Ishto. Is what's it called? Also, if the brother, if Shimon married this girl who is the stepdaughter of his brother, so she falls to Yibum, she's Aser B'Yibum, and Anela, her sister wife, is also Aser. Ubas Bina, right, and also the daughter of her son. You marry a woman, and she has a son, so it's your stepson, and your stepson has a daughter. So that daughter is also Aser to you. That's called Bas Bina, Ubas Bita. Or the woman had a daughter, and that daughter had a daughter. So your wife's granddaughter, either from a son or from a daughter, is also Aser to you. Chamoso, your mother-in-law. Right? In other words, what's it called? Your brother married your mother-in-law. The husband died. Right? Person had Yaakov. Had a mother-in-law, what's it called, Sarah, okay? Yaakov had a mother-in-law named Sarah, and Sarah's husband died, and Yaakov's brother, Esav is an example. Yaakov's brother, Reuven, married his brother's mother-in-law, which is 100% okay. Now Shimon dies, or what's it called, with That's what Shimon and Reuven means. So Shimon died, and now Reuven's mother-in-law falls to him to Yibum, and a second wife. So just like the mother-in-law is Aser, the sister wife is also Aser. The Eim Chamoso, the same thing goes with your mother-in-law's mother, is also an Erva to you. So the same thing, that the mother-in-law's mother, husband died, and the brother married the mother-in-law's mother. The Eim Chomiv, the same thing goes with your father-in-law's mother. Right, the father-in-law's mother, her husband died, the brother married the father-in-law of Reuven's mother, then the Reuven's father-in-law's mother fell to him to Yibum when Shimon died. Achoso me'imo, right, a sister from what's it called, from a mother, not from a brother. In other words, Reuven and Shimon were half-brothers. They had the same, the same father, but not the same mothers. So Reuven had a sister from his mother's side, but not from his father's side. So that, half-sister. And that half-sister was not usher to his brother, because he was only a brother from the father's side, not from the mother's side. They had different mothers. And therefore, Shimon was allowed to marry, the sister of Reuven, because it's not his sister. And now when Shimon died, Reuven's half-sister fell to him for Yibum. That's Achoso Me'imo. The Achos Imo and his aunt. His, mother's brother. A mother's sister is an aunt, also an Erva. You can't marry your aunt, even though Amram married his aunt. That was before Matan Torah. But Achos Imo is Aser, the Achos Ishto, and your wife's sister, as long as the woman is alive, you can't marry her sister. We'll see over here, Lamaisa, if the wife died, right, so she's no longer alive. But since she was an Erva when they were alive, there's no Yibum. We'll see about the case of Achos Ishto. The Eishes Achiv Mi'imo, and also somebody whose brother is not his full brother, only a half-brother. He's only a half-brother from the mother. So there's no Yibum. Yibum is only a brother who's a brother either from the father's side or from both the mother and father's side. But if only the mother's side, right, it's only a half-brother from the mother's side, there's no Yibum. So if there's no Yibum, then that woman is usher to him because of Eishes Achiv, which is an Erva. And if there's a sister wife, she also is potter from Yibum. Okay, see what I see. Chamoso, Shemesh Baila, right? Your mother-in-law obviously was at one point married, otherwise you couldn't have had a wife. Okay, so she was at one time married, her husband died, the Nosa Achiv, and Shimon married Reuven's mother-in-law, Umesh Blobonim, and Shimon died without children. Ve'eim chamoso, ve'eim chomiv, shtei masuros lo mishum erva. Both your mother-in-law's mother and your father-in-law's mother are arayas. They're also kedichsiv. Ervas isha ubito lo sigale. You can't live with a woman and her daughter. Okay? As bas binov, as bas bito, or with your granddaughter, her granddaughter, either from a boy or a girl. V'yesh b'chlau zeh. And this includes also the Joros before, right? If you live with a woman and her, mother, that's a woman and her daughter. Same thing, just starting one generation earlier. V'chlau zeh chamoso ve'im chamoso. And a great, your mother-in-law's mother. So if you live with your mother-in-law's mother, you're living with a woman and her daughter. Okay. The Eim Chomiv, and same thing, if you live with your father-in-law's mother, right, this is living with a woman, is your wife, and grandmother. And that's also, you can't live with a woman, her daughter or her granddaughter, or a woman and her grandmother, or her mother or grandmother. It's all the same thing, just two different directions. Kidamafarish, the Elohein Asrafim, as the Gemara explains in Sanhedrin. Ubas dehocha, the bito mianusoso kamari. Now we're going back. What is bito? L'chora, bito is the same isser as isha and bito. Right? Because your daughter is your wife's daughter. So if you live with your daughter, you're living with your a woman and her daughter. So that's the same thing as bas ishto. So what's the difference? Why is it mentioned two, bito and bas ishto? L'chora, they're the same. It's not worse, right? So Rashi says that what's it called? It's talking about bito mianusoso. Well, you didn't marry the woman. You had a daughter out of wedlock. Still, that daughter's also to you. Right? And you need a special pasuk to tell me that, because it says isha ubita. Isha always means a woman you married. Whenever it says isha, it means your married wife. So from isha ubita, I would only know that if you're married to that woman, you're not allowed to live with her daughter or her mother or her granddaughter or her grandmother, whatever. But I wouldn't know that if you're not married to the woman and you had a daughter with her, you're not allowed to live with that daughter. So therefore, that we have a special pasuk to tell me, bito me'anusoso. So when it says in the Mishnah, bito, it means bito me'anusoso, and the other cases are bito me'ishto. V'chein bas bito u'bas b'no are talking about what's it called, the case where you didn't marry the woman, and the original child, boy or girl, who the grandchild was born from, was not a product of your wife. It wasn't your wife, it was a woman that you raped or lived with out of wedlock. The ilu bito mi ishto, hainu bas ishto. Because if bito would be the daughter of your wife, then that's the same thing as bas ishto. The kivan d'chsiv isha ubita lo shlomi menu lo shlomi shacha. Right? The fact that it's your wife doesn't make it worse than if it wouldn't be your daughter and it would be her daughter. Right? The fact that it's yours and hers doesn't make it less than if it's only hers. Aval bito mianusoso lo yalfele mihacha. But bito mianusoso we can't learn from isha ubita. We can learn a stepdaughter from your wife. But we can't learn a daughter from a woman who's not your wife. Okay? Your daughter from a woman who's not your wife. Why? The isha lidei kedushin mashma shu ishus. Because whenever it says isha, ubito, isha, whatever it means, your wife. Alidei ishus. Umikra achrina nafka kin refers to Gemara. The Gemara will explain, we learn from another pasuk, bito me'anusoso. So the Mishnah, when it says bito, has to be talking about a daughter who's not from your wife, but from a woman that you lived with. Okay. Achoso me'imo, shenises li'achid me'aviv u'meis. You have a half-sister from your mother's side who's usher to you, but your brother didn't come from the same mother. Okay? So your brother married your half-sister who's not even a half-sister to him at all. V'chein achos imo, shenoso achid me'aviv. Right? The same thing. You have a mother who has a sister, so that's your aunt, but she's only your aunt because your brother doesn't share the same mother. So your brother is not also to her. Your brother is not his aunt, right? She's from a strange woman. It's nothing to do with him. She'ein chiyuv yibum ela ba'achid min ha'av. The chiyuv of yibum is only from a brother from the father's side. So we had to be talking over here where you had a half-brother on your father's side, but not on your mother's side, and the relations were on the mother's side, not on the father's side. Dichsid ki yeshu achim yachtov, v'yalfinen ach v'achim ne'yakov. The Gemara learned later that we learn achiv achiv from Bnei Yaakov, and there they all had the same father, even though they didn't have the same mother. And all brothers in the Torah mean brothers from the father's side.
So it's not really the Torah.
No. There's no chiyuv. If there's no chiyuv, then it's an asher. Then she's an erva, veishas achid.
There's no chiyuv of
yibum. Once there's no chiyuv of yibum, she's veishas achid, right, which is asher. Which is an erva. And the mele, it's not just that there's an isser now. And the mele patters the etzara because the first wife is asher.
But there was no beginning of a chiyuv of etzara, because by all the ervas,
there's no chiyuv of yibum.
But the tzara is no chiyuv, the chlal, because it's only chiyuv of yibum.
No, the tzara is a regular wife. Yeah. Okay. Malahala min ha'av, afabisha ein min ha'ein, just like Bnei Yaakov had the same father but not the same mothers, so too over Hachinai Loshna. The Eishes Achiv mi'imo, Shemes, right? Eishes Achiv mi'imo, you have a brother, only a half-brother from your mother's side, not from the father. So there's no din of Yibum. Once there's no din of Yibum, so it's your brother's wife, where there's no Yibum, she's an Erva. Right? Eishes Achiv is a Koris. And her sister wife is Pater because the original wife is Aser too. Shemesh bin Asa Achiv mi'avid. Shehoysa Nochris etzlo. Right? Person, what's it called, had a brother, half-brother from his mother's side, and that brother died, and the other brother married her. So now the brother is married to a half-sister of his other brother. He had a brother from his mother's side, brother had a wife, that brother died, and the other brother, who's only his half-brother from his father's side, married his other brother's wife, who was not related to him at all. Right? Because that brother wasn't related to him. Wasn't his brother. Right? My brother from my father's side, but not my brother's brother, because he's only from my mother's side. So he could marry my brother's wife, because not his brother's wife. And now this brother died without children. So my brother's wife, from my half-brother, from my mother's side, that woman had originally been my brother's wife. It doesn't make a difference if he's dead or not. She's also to me forever. Okay. She was originally his brother's, from his mother's side, right, who he shared a mother with, and therefore that woman was ushered to him forever. Even though she subsequently married his brother, father's side, right, who he was allowed to marry, that woman still remains ushered to him because of the original issur of Eishes Achiv Mi'imo. And there's no Yibum there. Because Yibum is only Mater Eishes Achiv Me'avid. But here she has another Isser, Eishes Achiv Me'imo, which Yibum does not matter. So that Isser doesn't become Mutter, maybe she's also to the brother who's alive.
Yeah, what would that be, the third marriage with that woman?
You know, what?
The first brother?
Right, it'd be the third marriage.
The second,
right. Dechsiv Ervas Eishes Achicha V'darshin Lo V'perek HaBalev Imto Achicha Bein Min Ha'av Bein Min Ha'en. Right? That the Isser of Eishes Achiv, the Isser applies whether it's the brother from the father or mother. The Isser of his wife is always an Isser Kares. Tosus says that there are Makoros that seem to say that the Isser of a brother's wife who's only a half-brother from the mother is not Isser Kares. But you can't say that, Lechara, because it has to be an Issur Kares, because not an Issur Kares, these halachas don't apply. Different halachas apply. So Tosa says that when it says that there's no Issur Kares by a sister-in-law from a half-brother, a sister-in-law of a half-brother from the mother, it doesn't mean there's no Kares. It means there's no Ariri. Kares and Ariri, Tosa distinguishes between them. Tosa says that Kares is that you die, and Ariri is that your children also die. Rashi doesn't just make that distinction. Rashi learns always that Kares is also either he dies early or his children die, and there's no distinction between Kares and Ariri Lechor according to Rashi. So you can't say this Teretz in Rashi. And therefore it's very difficult in Rashi that it's mashma from these other sources that there is no Kares by Eishes Achiv Me'imo. And here the Mishnah seems to say clearly there is an Issur Kares, because otherwise these halachas wouldn't apply. So the Orech Lener says that even Rashi, who says that there doesn't seem to be a distinction between Kares and Ariri, there is a distinction. Ariri is that if you don't have children, you won't have children. If you have children, they'll die. Kares also, according to Rashi, applies to children, but only that if you had the children, they'll die. But if you didn't have children, and your chayiv kares, you could still have children. That's what's called the when the chiyuvs came, right? It went on the children too, according to Rashi, but it didn't prevent you from having children in the future. So the what it says that eishes achid mi'imo, there's no kares. It doesn't mean no kares. It means no ariri, because there is still a difference between kares and ariri, even according to Rashi. Okay, some of the things that are discussed here, I'm not going to go into them, but just you should know there's such a thing. The ptur of erva by yibum, right? If a woman's an erva, so she's not ola liyibum. What's the reason? The simple reason could be that since she's osur the isur kares, the mitzvah of yibum doesn't push away that isur, but maybe she's osur. So it's the isur kares that makes her potter from yibum, or no? It's a separate, we learn from Sukkim, separate inyan, even if there wouldn't be an isur kares, but she's an erva, right? The shame erva makes it there's no yibum. There's no yibum on somebody as a shame erva. It happens to be that the erva needs to be chayuv kares, but it's not the chayuv kares that pushes away the yibum, it's the erva itself. An erva, who you're chayuv kares for, there's no din of yibum. There's a lot of nafkaminas, but that's one shaila. Another shaila is the tzara. So the tzara now is also pater, right? Why is she pater? Because she's an extension of the erva. The same issur that applies to the erva extends to the tzara. That's one way of learning. Or no, the tzara has a separate issur. The erva is one thing, and we learn from Sukkim that aside from the erva, a tzara's erva also is pater from yibum. Not because she's an extension of the, what's it called, of the erva, but because she has a separate issue of herself. And again, there are a lot of nafkaminas.
Not problem. The brother's wife is also a problem, but we use
matur. What?
The
Torah only was matur, that erva. Only the erva of the brother from the father's wife. Right. Nothing else, right. And all the other erayas or not. We learn from Sukkim only that one, and why we don't learn from that one all the other ones. Okay. But once we learn from the Psukim, there's a separate issur by arayus that they can't have, they're not ola liyibum. So the question is it because since there's an issur kares and the Torah didn't say it's docha, memela it's not docha, or no? Shame erva, except for eishes achiv, is completely mufka from yibum. Tosus asks a question over here. You have a woman who, when the husband dies, she was a nida. So the chayyim can't live with her. So why don't we say over there also that she's now also to you be isur kares, and there should be no yibum. And even though she'll become mutter afterwards, we know that in the case where a woman was a relative when the husband died, and then she became not a relative afterwards, still she's usher to yibum. Okay? So why don't we say the same thing over here? Even though she'll become mutter afterwards, the Tosa says basically two teruts. And one is that a nida is not like the other arayas. A nida is a natural thing, that she's sometimes usher and sometimes mutter. But the other arayas, when she's usher forever, except sometimes things can happen. The sister. A sister is usher, except when the other sister dies. Then that sister is mutter. It's only if both sisters are alive, it's usher to live with two sisters. But if one sister dies, the other sister becomes mutter. So, but over there, when the sister was alive, both of them were usher forever. Now, a new thing happened that she died. And it's also, the Gemara says, not v'rachea darchei noam, that originally she'd be usher and all of a sudden she'd become mutter. It's not a nice thing, right? That the Torah's ways are pleasant. This isn't pleasant. The guy should be usher and then have to go marry the afterwards. So once it's usher, she's mufka from yibum, she's mufka for good. But anida is not dome to that. Anida, by nature, sometimes she'll be anida, sometimes not. Sometimes she's mutter, whatever. And there's no, so second teres not drach adarche noam. Because her husband also has to wait for her. What's it called? She's usher now, she'll be mutter later. So, what's it called? Not darche noam. If I can't make yibum when she's anida, and I'll wait till she becomes the tohar, and then I'll make the yibum. It's not the same thing as waiting till the sister died or whatever. It's a different kind of situation.
She was relative and she wasn't relative.
That's also still there's no yibum.
What does that mean?
She was what's it called? A sister, and the guy had two sisters, and his sister fell. One of the sisters fell to yibum, right? One a woman he had been married to, and then the other sister died. Now this woman becomes mutter. He's allowed to marry that sister. When she fell to yibum, she was a sister of a living sister who she had been married to.